right? And she wears the crown of the Daini Buddhas. It represents the 5 Daini Buddhas. On top of her like that, here. And then each crown, because she's a fierce deity, have 5 skull. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And behind, on top of each skull, is a jewel sticking out. That's very important. Then her earrings should be made of bone. Her ornaments are bone. Vajugini don't wear any gold. But people want to collect good luck and merit, and they want to offer her. Then they put jewelry and they paint gold. They put jewelry, they paint gold. They paint gold. Why? For us to collect, like puja. But actually, Vajugini don't have any gold jewelry. It's all skull, made from skull, bone, brick, and skull. And here is also skull. This is actually not gold, this is white and white, all skull, made from bones. Okay, then all this is actually all bone. All this is white, is all bone.
Why? Does that mean ignorant?
Much more, much, much more. Some deities wear fresh heads. Some deity wears dry heads. Dry head means she has the ability to completely remove your delusions, illusions, completely. There's nothing left, completely dried up. They're not even a corpse. They're already dried up, gone. Symbolizes when you practice Vajrayogini, all your negative emotions can be completely destroyed. Nothing left, not even a piece of meat and not a piece of flesh. And second, it represents the first of the path in order to practice Vajrayogini, renunciation. Without renunciation, if you practice Vajrayogini, there will be not much effect. So it represents the first of the path. And her mouth, being slightly open in great bliss, represents a second path, which is bodhicitta. And she stands like this, with her hands up in the air. It's not like this. Look carefully, please. Vajrayogini's hand is not like that. It is up. It is up, but not like that. It is up like this, upturned, slightly up, and she's holding a skull cup filled with blood. And she drinks from it. It's not like us, you know. If we hold a cup, we gotta go like that. No, the liquid comes to her mouth. Right? But in art, we don't need to draw. Just put like that, okay, why? The blood represents emptiness, and her drinking from it represents the third of the path, which is she is always in the meditation of emptiness. Renunciation, bodhicitta, emptiness. Tol, lamsung, namsung, or it's called the 3 principal paths. Okay, very important. And her hand, you can make like that, you can make like that. The finger doesn't matter, actually it's holding like that. But for art, make beautiful can be like that. Make more beautiful is okay. But this one must be proportioned. This one too long, like that look funny. Must be proportioned. Alright, he gave you the measurement. And then, this one, the arm, is not bent. People make artwork like that. No, it's actually straight. Straight, one. Kenji Sonji said very important. When she's holding the knife, it is not like that. It is pointing down. So many people, some is making like that, right? Some is made like that, some is made like that. No. The knife must be straight down. Why? It's pointing at samsara. Through her, she will cut. Why you're in samsara? The reason you're in samsara, she will cut it. So her hand cannot be like that, it must be straight down. And her wrist twisted up, and she's holding a knife. And the hand of the knife is like this. Not like that, not like that, is like this. Why? In ancient India, this is the mudra that Bomos use, or people who practice magic use, to destroy. If you have the power of mantra, if you recite, you point, the spirit will run. So when she uses this mudra, it's called threatening mudra. When she uses this mudra, it means what? She has the power to frighten every single spirit on this planet in samsara. No one can overcome her. She is very powerful for destroying spirits. Destroying as in protecting you. So she dares show the mudra, meaning what? No one can overcome her. So she showed you that open simulation. Okay? No one can overcome her. And then